Welcome to Listening Station by Feral Practice. In this episode, local people talk about childhood adventures with Feral Practice. In order of appearance, you will hear Jamie, Amber and her parents, and students and staff from Culverhill School in Yate.
If you catch them right in nature, they change. They like actually most people do, but it's really noticeable with kids.
Well, I've been coming here since I was since I was born almost. Was it Mum?
Yeah. They used to come up here quite often with their nanny. It was quite a fun place because when she picked them up from school, when they was wee dappers in primary school. You know, she always used to come. She used to walk them down here, come in the station, and then walk them down because we live on Middle Road, which is just down by Cook's. We live down there, so it was a round robin. It was always get them out. Nanny was always a very positive person about getting them in the fresh air.
Yeah.
Let kids be kids.
Yeah. And we used to come play games and used to build dens in the trees. Aww. So that tree, the tall one there and the tall one in the corner, we always used to come and climb on them and play in and out the windows and play pretend games and stuff. This used to be a castle. I'd sit there and play Rapunzel out the window and that kind of thing. It was just all kind of the old brickwork and stuff, because I didn't realise obviously it was a cycle track and stuff. When I was younger, I just used to thought it was this secret place that would only my nan knew about. So we used to have this all to ourselves. And then when other children used to come and play, we used to be what are you doing here? How did you know this was here? So have you ever heard of the film The Secret Garden? That was I watched that film as a kid, and this was my secret garden. Yeah. This was a secret place we could come into and kind of hide and climb trees and build dens. It was me and my brother and my nan used to collect all the different types of leaves and stuff, because she was a gardener, so she knew a lot about the plants and things. Mm. And same with so my nan was on my dad's side, and then my granddad on my mum's side used to teach us about types of trees and things. We used to come up and spot which different types of trees, that's an oak and that's an ash and all that kind of stuff, and then take leaves back and make little art projects out of them.
Nice.
In urban situations, it's harder to get people to just disengage from their technology,
because we're so in our heads,
that's
aren't
right.
we?
That's right.
And the screens keep us in our heads.
That's right. Yeah, I always think that in terms of well-being, and that's if you can align that where you're in the moment and your thoughts are not anywhere else, the less thinking, just doing, it does make a difference. You do feel better after. Just think about my son this morning. He's just so moody, and because come on, do this, do that, got to get ready, da, da, da. But then I think about him on half term when he was in the water and on the beach and with a couple of friends. He's just so happy. And that had nothing to do with all the things that he says that he wants when he's in the city.
Expedition.
Oh, you're on an expedition.
We are. Well, from Culverhill School in Yate. These are Year 10 and 11 pupils.
Hello.
Hi. And we have been.
Why don't you show the lady your map that we're using?
What we do is we just follow it. It just tells us what we need to do, and we just do it.
Excellent. So you've got a plan.
Yes.
We're using a compass. We're using what we're using. What are these things called?
Maps.
No. What are they called?
Tracker.
They are instructions, yeah, but they're pictures, aren't they? They're picture instructions for us.
So you've got a series of photographs there.
Yes.
Down.
Yeah. There's up, yeah.
And it's got waymarkers, landmarks, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's great. And we were told earlier on, because we met here for lunch, we've done a bit of a loop, that what we were sat, this is the old waiting room, and the waiting room of the old station.
That's right. Have you been enjoying it today?
Oh, it's been awesome.
Yeah. What is that?
Amazing.
What have your highlights been? What's your favourite?
I know my favourite bit.
Lunch.
Did you have lunch?
I had a wrap, crisp, bit of fruit. You've got to be healthy.
Yeah. So start coming up here when I was younger, and then I used to come up here with my friends in secondary school and stuff, and we used to just come and hang out here. It was just more
just down the road is obviously all like the hubbub and hurry of the houses and kind of shops and things like that, and then you come here, it's like a little oasis of just green.
It's just something about being surrounded by trees and plants, I think, isn't there?
Completely. And we'd meet here and then we'd climb up, probably quite dangerous, but we'd climb up that massive hill there, like up all the trees and roots, but we would always meet in here as like a kind of gathering point, and then they'd always walk back down to here, and then we'd say goodbye, and then I'd walk back down that way and they'd go that way. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. It's quite interesting to me what you're saying about almost thinking long term about the kind of experiences that you're laying down for your children and what they might mean to them as they accrue.
Yeah, I think that's a really tough one for parents to do, to think in advance, because a lot of the time, you know, rightly or wrongly, you're kind of accommodating parenthood with whatever else you envisaged for yourself, and so it becomes quite a reactive practice, whereas if you could stop, pause, and actually put some time into it, if I could plot it properly and really get myself thinking about family life as a number one project, then I would be like, well, okay, this bit of money that I've got here, or what can I do so that every so often, you know, they get that type of amazing experience that they'll always remember.
Having her pass away, this is such a strong memory point. Like, certain things that make me remember her, and this is one of the places that I have the strongest memories of being with her and being around her, and like having such happy memories, and it's all kind of in this place. And whenever I come back, I will always think of my nan.
She's here for you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was just, well,
that's lovely.
Just to
that's
have a little memory
story.
And share that with other people. Cool. Thank you very much.
Right then, troops, should we start heading on again? Had a little breather.
Yeah.
You want a drink? Sienna had a drink?
No, well, that's it. There's not going to be any television tonight, is there?
No, you're singing around a campfire.
Yeah, I've got lots of firewood.
Ginga and Gooley. And s'mores.
Right, thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Lovely to meet you all. Thank you.
Have fun tonight.
What?
Listening Station was commissioned as part of Mangotsfield Folly, a project curated by Suzanne Heath in partnership with Artel 31. It's supported by Arts Council England, Emerson's Green Town Council, and Sustrans.